I'm Andrea Mohawk Mama, and I'll be your pastor and your guide for this episode of Mohawk Mama Soul. Let's consider the full moon as we pause to see how we are getting close to seeing the sun's illumination of the entire day side of the moon. The full moon is also connected with gratitude, manifestation, celebration, and harvest. You orbit in a vast galaxy of grace, and I want to invite you to celebrate the harvest of something that has ripened from your creative heart. What have you noticed that has ripened for you from within or without, leading up to the point of the next full moon? The next full moon in the Western Hemisphere will be July 13th, 2022. And right now, we are at a liminal space where we can see more brightness, and it will be fuller each and every day. And in the evening, I encourage you to go out and bask in the illumination of the sun that is being mirrored by the moon, and consider that as you relate to yourself, that the illumination that you emanate is from the sun, and therefore you glow. So glow on. Sojourner. On Wednesday, July 13th, us sky watchers will have a chance to behold a view of the biggest supermoon of the year so far, the Buck Supermoon. And the best time to watch this supermoon tonight is going to be around 5 p.m. Eastern Time. As officially it is a full moon then, it's also visible for most of the week too. So you'll get to catch the residual of the luminosity of the moon. So NASA says that the moon will appear full for about 3 days. So there you go, 3 days. And so the Buck Moon is interesting because there's a tribal narrative around it. It was named by the Algonquin tribes because July signified a period during the year when the annual regrowth of the male's deer antlers was thriving, and usually when the young bucks would show off their budding antlers. And so the full moon for us has many names depending on the narrative, the culture that it's attached to. The Thunder Moon, because of the fact that the seasonal storms often are scattered throughout July. And so, as nature's resurgence grants us the opportunity to indulge in our own reset, this supermoon should be met with reflection and rest. So, Sojourner, no matter what you or we call it, this full moon is the biggest supermoon of 2022. So let's pause to give thanks to the Most High and reap of its celestial beauty. May we nurture our needs through our intentional and intuitive soul care. So don't deny yourself a dose of humming, sipping and eating slowly, minding your business, journaling your gratitude, engaging a nap or daydreaming session, taking an extra long hot shower, soaking in a detoxing salt bath. Tending to what's present, lighting a candle as you do something long overdue. In your being, in our being, in our doing, let's be tender with our God-given, undiminishing radiance. Let this supermoon, this Buck supermoon, remind you and I how we fully reflect the sun's luminosity, personally and collectively. Thank you.
Let's have a journaling prompt. I have three questions as you consider this phase of the full moon's amplified luminosity that we're coming into. What are you most excited about right now? Just consider it. Don't minimize whatever it is. What turns you on right now? What is turning you off these days? Maybe today, what have you been noticing is connecting with your body and amplifying pleasure? And if you're noticing something that's interfering with that, what is that? If you're utilizing the waxing solution sheet, then I want to do that together. And if you're not using it, that's fine. You can just use paper, your journal, notebook, whatever is available. But you'll be able to download the actual sheet if you'd like. This first section is dedicated to celebrating what came into fruition last month, what is still to come. And the second section on the sheet is for next month. So there are 2 months. This is a time of amplified energy for the moon. It is also an optimal time for me to be specific and amplify my praise energy. I will bask under the moonlight in my unique and sensual way, as the canopy of its glow from the sun's light reminds me that my glow comes from the sun's light. Amen and Ashe. And you can begin to scribble under the section called I'm Spotlighting, and then date it and allow your thoughts to flow without analyzing them. Just let them stream. And you ride the current of that stream. It is a great time for you to connect with your body. You want to notice what might be interfering so that you can increase your awareness of your magnetic draw when you're with your family, your friends, your community, yourself. All right, carry on, Sojourner. Ashe.